The nation's cotton crop is showing the effects of heat and dryness in some areas.
We see the overall condition deteriorating a little bit more.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says over the last week, cotton has lost 2% out of the good to excellent category. The crop now at 41% good to excellent, and it's gained 3% in the poor to very poor rating, now with 27% of the cotton rated poor to very poor.
Texas driving that number. Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen the very poor-to-poor percentage of that crop increasing to 42%.
The cotton crop is generally ahead as far as setting bowls.
Nationally, 21%, five-year average 15%, last year 18%.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thanks, Gary. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey also has a look at the condition of the nation's peanut crop.
The peanut crop, more than two-thirds, 68% good to excellent. That's up a point. 4% very poor to poor. That's also up a point, just slightly below last year's condition, 74% good to excellent and 4% very poor to poor.
In Alabama, the cotton crop condition is rated at 8% poor to very poor, 21% fair, 53% good, 18% excellent, while the peanut crop is 9% poor to very poor, 24% fair, 63% good, only 4% excellent. In Florida, the cotton crop condition is rated at 5% poor to very poor, 37% fair, 57% good, only 1% excellent, while peanuts in Florida rated at 2% poor to very poor, 20% fair, 75% good, and 3% excellent. In Georgia, the cotton crop is rated at 7% poor to very poor, 24% fair, 60% good, with 9% excellent, while the peanut crop in Georgia is rated at 5% poor to very poor, 24% fair, 62% good, 9% excellent. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.